All right, let's do this because we really don't have much time. 8 o'clock is Mincha. Okay.
Wait, what shul?
No, we got to stop.
So the Gemara says,
my house.
The Gemara says, the machlokes, how you handle a situation where a person's a mahalach b'midbar, and he forgot which day is Shabbos. So how do you handle? What do you do? So there's a machlokes on Baroim. One says you count 6 days, and then you the seventh is Shabbos. One says you keep Shabbos, and then you count 6 days for the next Shabbos. Anyway, we paskin that you what? That you mona 6 days, and you keep the next day Shabbos. That's how you pass it.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara wants to know, well, what's the difference between those 6 days and the Shabbos day? So the Gemara says, well, you do k'day panos. You do enough to survive on the 6 days. Well, right. What about on the Shabbos day? You don't do enough to survive, you're going to die. So the Gemara says, maybe you do double on the Erev Shabbos day. Said, well, that can't be, because then maybe that day is Shabbos and you end up doing melacha for a day that's not Shabbos, and it's not Pikuach Nefesh for that day. So the Gemara says, you know what? You do enough to survive every day. So the Gemara says, well, if you do enough to survive every day, what's the difference between the day that you're keeping Shabbos and the other days? They're all the same. So the Gemara says, the difference is what? That on the day you're keeping Shabbos, you make Kiddush and Abdullah, and the other days you don't. Okay? That's our Gemara. Rashi says, what's Pshat? In Kedusha of Abdalta, I'm going to read that Rashi. I hope somebody hears me. So Rashi says, "Lezikaron ba'alma." Now you're saying Kiddush and Havdalah for Zikaron ba'alma, shehelo shame yom cholok mishayom, to make this day have an identity different from the other 6 days. Velo tishtakach Shabbos mimenu, and Shabbos will not be forgotten from him. Okay. So I'm going to go to the, I'm going to not do Tosfos right now. I'm going to go to the Yabiya Omer. Yabiya Omer is the Chacham Ovadia, one of his massive sets of She'elos and Tshuvos. And he brings down the Kasha of the Avnei Shoah. What's the Avnei Shoah's Kasha? The Avnei Shoah's Kasha is, wait a second. How can you make Kiddush and Avdolah on this day? Maybe it's not Shabbos. It's a Sofrik Brachos. So if it brooks the hokel, either because it's only din drabanan, or even if it's din deraisa, it's a problem of shem shemayim v'atola. And havdalah clearly, according to, even though kiddush is deraisa, according to many rishonim, in some fashion, according to all rishonim in some fashion, based on the pasuk in the Yeseres HaDibros, which is what we're learning, zochus yom shabbos akadsho, havdalah according to many rishonim is not deraisa. So how is it you can make Havdalah and say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Amad Min Kodesh Echol, on a day that is Kodesh? So what's the answer? Somebody have a question?
Yeah. For Kiddush and Havdalah, do you have to, I mean, whether the Indian of Kiddush or Havdalah is Derais or Drabanan, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, that the bracha that's involved is Drabanan. So maybe
okay.
And then you say Kiddush and Abdallah without the Shem Malchus.
Okay, if you notice inside this tshuva over here, there are three dots. Those three dots, Chacham Ovadia is never this short. Those are all different possibilities. Maybe you'll say with davening, but then the question is, how can you know, and you conclude it in a broken davening. Yes, all kinds of possibilities. It's not really relevant to the point that I'm making. There are other teretzim you could give. That's not the teretz he gives, though. What's the teretz that he gives? He gives the following. He learns pshat and quotes Rashi, who says that it's a zikaron ba'alma, shilo shem cholok mishayam and lotish tach toras shabbos imenu. And he says, what does that mean? Nimsa, the last line in the tshuva, shekein tiknu chachamim b'myuchad lezikaron. The ein zemi toras chiyuv mamish. You're not making Kiddush and Havdalah because of the chiyuv Kiddush Havdalah. It's a suffix, and therefore, since it's a suffix, whether you have to make Kiddush, you're making Kiddush. No. According to the way Chacham Avadia learns Pshad in Rashi, it's a separate takana they made for this unusual circumstance where a guy forgot what day of Shabbos. They made a special takana that what you should do is on one day of the week, make Kiddush and Havdalah. So it's not a question of a suffix brachos. Like, there was no suffix brachos. It's a vadi bracha. That's the takana. Make a bracha, not real kiddush, a zikron ba'alma kiddush, like we do Sfiris HaOmer b'zman hazeh, right? It's not really Sfiris HaOmer. right? But we do it. Is it current to the one they used to do it, according to most Rishonim? So that's how Rav Chacham Avadia learns Pshat and Rashi, that really this is not Kiddush Avdola. It's just a Zikaron of Kiddush Avdola, in order that we shouldn't forget Shabbos. That's the Takana, okay? That is his question. What I would like to show in the rest of the shiur is, first of all, that there are other ways of learning the Gemara that you don't have Chacham Avadia's Kasha or the Avnei Shoaf's Kasha. And secondly, I would like to propose, hopefully, if we get to it, that that's not Pshat and Rashi. You can learn Pshat and Rashi differently. Anyway, first thing, I don't know how far anybody got. The first thing, the next thing is the Radbaz. The Radbaz lived in the 16th century, was born, he was bar mitzvah when there was Torah in 1492, David ibn Zimra, and they were just finding out things about different time zones. So he asks the question, well, wait a second, when is Shabbos? Is Shabbos when it's Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, or when it's in Shabbos in Morocco, or when it's when is Shabbos? What time is Shabbos? Shabbos should be a specific time. God rested. What day? When did he rest? So he says something which is probably obvious to us, although there are kashas on it, that actually there is no absolute objective Shabbos. It depends where you are. Shabbos depends on what time zone you're in, right? When the seventh day starts, the night of the seventh day, the night of the sixth day starts wherever you are, that's when your Shabbos is. Even though it's not going to happen, if you're in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to happen 6 or 7 hours before it happens someplace else. That's the way Shabbos is defined. It's not objective. I don't know exactly how to say it. It's not in the heavens. Like this is Shabbos. Well, this is when God rested. Like the Molad. The Molad takes place on the whole planet at the same time. Of course, it's a different time zone in each place, but the Molad happens at one time. Shabbos doesn't happen at one time. Shabbos happens at different times. Okay, so that's his chiddush, and he says, and if you look in the Radbaz, not only that, but if you go down, where he says tshuva, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seven lines down from the body of the tshuva, 3 words from the end of the line. He says the following: "Ugdola mizu amru." Not only, according to I'm telling you that it depends on each person where he happens to be. That's how you define Shabbos. The Gemara in our Gemara says even a bigger chiddush: "Hamahalef b'midbav lo yoda maseh Shabbos monavav yom yom shita umekadesh shvi." That Lashon Mekadesh Shvi is not the Lashon of Al Gemara, and that, I think it makes a difference. The Al Gemara says Meshameh Shvi. He has a Mekadesh Shvi, Umavorech Bo, Birchas Hayom, Umav the Motzei Shabbos, Ad Kan. That's a quote from the Gemara. The Afa Bisha in Osa Bechol Yom El Kadei Chayov, even though every day he only does what he needs to survive. In other words, he has to be Choshir, so maybe every other day is Shabbos too. And he can't do more than what he needs to survive. The place where he is in the midbar, maybe any of the days could be Shabbos. All right, I don't want to go into that. Look, skip 2 lines. Mikol makom. You see that the first word on is bezman. Mikol makom lomadnu midchayvohu lekadesh shvi mashma dechol echad nimser lasos zeichel lamasresa brachus kol v'chad ki asrei. Each person, Shabbos is a personal event. It depends on each person. That's how he learns Pshat in Al Gemara. This guy who's in the midbar and doesn't know when Shabbos is, he could define his individual Shabbos based on his calculations. Teda, how do I know that? He says, she'achar she'gia le'yishuv. That's why a guy keeps Shabbos and it really is Wednesday. Okay? So on the real Shabbos that everybody else was keeping, he was did melachos. But he says, when he goes, gets back to the yishuv, v'yeda she'tah, and he finds that, I kept the wrong day Shabbos, I kept Wednesday. But also melacha b'Shabbos, I did melacha on all the other on the Shabbos that everybody else was keeping, lo chayviu lo karbon lo chatas lo oshim lo vidui. Mashbitiya Mitzvah Shabbos. Okay? In other words, when is Shabbos for this fellow in the Midbar?
7 days.
On the day,
for the day
of the day that he counts. That's the Shabbos. Okay? That is that's an amazing Kiddush. All right?
And
that, of course, would answer the kasha of the Nishoam. It's not a suffix. It's Shabbos. It's his Shabbos. Shabbos defined by this individual. You go to the next page.
So his Shabbos is like anybody else's Shabbos.
He's got his own Shabbos. He's got his own Shabbos. Yeah. If you look at the next page.
Rosenberg, just going back to what you talked about before.
Could this be like Rashi?
Well, let's hold on. We'll talk about Rashi. I'm going to go back to Rashi at the end. I want to see if we can learn that way in Rashi. Yes. You actually mentioned something, Aaron, that I think Rashi holds this way too, but that's not the way the Rabbah, that's not the way the Avnei Shoam or Ravad Chacham Avadi Ram Shab Rashi. So the next page is the Magid Mishurim. Magid Mishurim is a fascinating sefer. It is a sefer where the Rav Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef, Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, relates the Torah that he learned from a heavenly visitor, a Magid, that came and taught him Torah. And it's a very, very famous sefer, and it's I actually have the sefer. So anyway, it says over there in Parshas Kisik Neved Isbri, which is the Parsha that we recently learned, says, so what's a din by a Neved Ivri? When does he go out? When does he go free?
Shemitah.
No, it's not true. No.
7 years of his purchase?
He goes out. Well, who's that, Elliot?
Yes.
When did he go out? 6 years after he started, right? It's not Shemitah. So the base, the Magid Mishurim asks, "Me'achos she'ein hashmita b'tziyaso, since Shemitah doesn't bring him out, loma yotze b'shan hashriyas. So why does he go out? What's the significance of his seventh year?" So he says, "This is a Kabbalistic idea. I'm not going to explain it to you, but I'm just going to read it." It's based on our Gemara. And then he gives some kind of Kabbalistic explanation. So basically, what's Pshat? Just like Shabbos is individual, depends on your particular circumstances, Shemitah depends on this Evan's particular circumstance. And his seventh year is his Shemitah, that's why he goes out. So you see that the Beis Yosef clearly didn't learn that the seventh day, the day that he keeps Shabbos, is just because you have to pick some day, right? He learned that that is the Shabbos day. That's how that's his personal Shabbos. And then I have on the same page the Gilyon Yashas from Yosef Engel, who basically quotes the Magid Mishurim. And I'm just going to, if you look at the third line, second line, the Mizbayar Midvarav, he quotes the Magid Mishurim and says, you see from the Magid Mishurim, the Ein Zem Inyan Sofik Labad. The fact that you keep this seventh day of Shabbos is not just because you have to pick some day and you don't know which it is, so you'll pick the seventh. Rak Eitzel Ho'Eino Yodeya, by the person who doesn't know which day Shabbos is, Nase Dover Atzmi, it becomes something fundamental. Something, I can't think of a good word.
The thing itself.
The thing itself. The Shvi Sheshovisbo, who be'etzem HaShabbos Shelo. This seventh day is his Shabbos, not because it's just suffering. Okay? And then he brings the Radbaz that also says that. You look on the bottom of the page, you see the Rambam. So let's read the Rambam. Hamahalet b'midba v'lo yodah masay HaShabbos. Monam yom shetah shisha. Umekade Shvi, right? Doesn't say, like our Gemara says, Meshame Shvi. It's Mekade Shvi. Umevorach bo birchas hayom, umavdi b'motzei Shabbos. Okay? So, he doesn't say it's a takana or anything like that. He says he makes Kiddush. What is Kiddush according to the Rambam? Kiddush is we declared that today as Kedusha Shabbos, right? The Rambam that I think I gave you in the introduction, the Rambam in Perek Chof Tes Milchus Shabbos says, "Mitzvah Seiv Min HaTorah L'Kadesh Hashem HaShabbos U'Dvarim." Shneamar Zochar Hashem HaShabbos L'Kadesh. Koma Zechreyu Zechiras Shabbos Bekiddush. Okay? So you basically, when you make Kiddush, you're consecrating the Shabbos. So this day is not just a day where you just make a Zikaron Ba'alma, but rather you're actually being the Kaddish this day. That's how I think Rambam is learning. Now, let's go back to the Rashi. Does anybody have a way?
You're trying to say that the Rambam is only like the Radvaz?
I'm saying the Rambam doesn't mention anything about it being not, it's a real Kiddush, according to the Rambam. He doesn't say it's a Suffolk Kiddush. Doesn't say that it's a Kiddush of Zikaron Ba'alma. It's Kiddush Hayom, which Kiddush Hayom is defined as saying this day has Kedusha Shabbos. What I'm saying is the Rambam holds that this, similar to what we saw in the Radbaz and the Beis Yosef, that the seventh day is not just a day that you pick the Zikaron Ba'alma, but it actually has Kedusha Shabbos because of his particular circumstances. All right, now, what about Rashi? Rashi clearly doesn't say that, right?
Right.
Okay, well, I don't think so. I think Rashi says exactly the same thing. Let's look at the Rashi. Okay, the Rashi is back in the Gemara. V'kdusha v'avdalta. So the Gemara wants to know, how is the day of Shabbos different than any other day? If you do on every day today, panasoso, they're all the same. So what way is this day Shabbos? Same as every other day. So Gemara says it's different because you do Kedusha Avdala. L'zikaron v'alma shehei shem yom cholok mishar yomim v'lo tishtakach Shabbos menu. So everybody learns that this sounds like a din d'rabbanan. You don't want to forget Shabbos. So therefore, to remind you about Shabbos, you make this Kiddush. And the Chacham Avad learns it's a special takona. So people shouldn't forget Shabbos when they lost track of Shabbos. That's how he learns. I think that he's talking about the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush. What is the mitzvah deraisa of Kiddush? Zochor es yom haShabbos dekadsho. When he says Zikaron ba'alma, he means it's Zochor es yom haShabbos only. It's only Kiddush and Avdola. It's not what? It's not a Nisa Malacha. You do Malacha. You do the same Malacha you do every day. Zikaron ba'alma means it's only the mitzvah Kiddush. And what is the Mrs. Kiddush? That this day is different from every other day, right? And I'm remembering that this is a different day, and I'm not forgetting about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu rested on Shabbos, and this day is Shabbos. I think Yikalim Shan Rashi also that it's not a din d'rabbanan. Zikaron ba'alma means that's the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Zochor es yom haShabbos dekadsho. Anyway, I want to just suggest that as a possibility. It's very interesting. I don't know if you guys had a chance, probably didn't, but in the Parparos, I gave you two very interesting, I thought fascinating, Divrei Torah that actually learned Pshat in two Psukim, that the Pasuk of Zochor es yom haShabbos dekadsho, Shesh Mitavo Sitz Komaftecha. So he wants to say, he has a number of questions, but he basically wants to say, it's talking about our case. Zochor es yom haShabbos dekadsho. That if you're in a place when you don't know what day Shabbos is, you should remember to do Kiddush. Sheish yomim tavod. That you. Why does it say sheish yomim tavod? Because 6 days, you're asisa kol malachdecha. Okay, 6 days asisa kol malachdecha. That the first part zochus yom zakach was talking about. We don't know what day is Shabbos. But on a day, in the other case, Shisham Tavis Komalachtech is a day where you do know which day Shabbos. Because in the case we don't know which day Shabbos, you can't do Komalachtech, you can only do much to survive. All right? But the Shabbos day, you just do Kiddush. And the case where you know what day Shabbos is, then you can do Sisa Komalachtech, because not just to survive. And then the Or HaChaim has also a shot in this possible Sheish Yom Yosem Orcha, that it also refers to a case of our Gemara. I just wanted to add one thing. It's very interesting. The Yushalmi actually disagrees with the Bavli. The Yushalmi holds, the Bavli said that every day is Asur in Malacha, right? Why? The odds are most likely each day is not Shabbos. So you should be able to do melacha every day, as much as you want, right? Achri Rabban Lahatos. So that's actually what the Yerushalmi holds. The Yerushalmi holds that you can do melacha all 6 days as much as you want, because most likely it's not Shabbos. The seventh day, you have to keep Shabbos. What does it mean, keep Shabbos? It means keep Shabbos. Don't do any melacha. Don't do any melacha, make Kiddush, make Avdol. It doesn't talk about Kiddush Avdol because the question that the Bavli has doesn't come up in Yerushalmi. The question the Bavli had is, if you're not going to do melacha any day, so what way is Shabbos different and it has to say Kiddush Avdalta? But Yerushalmi holds that you can do melacha every day except for the day that comes out. That's Shabbos. That day you have complete Yisra melacha and you do keep it as a regular Shabbos. So it also doesn't sound... The machlok is whether or not this idea of whether or not you go Achri Rabban Lahatos or not has to do with the technical din of Achri Rabban Lahatos, whether the days of the week are called kavua. And I'm not going to go into that technical machlokas, but there's a technical machlokas. You can't always say Achri Rabban Lahatos. Clearly, the Bavli, not only does the Bavli not hold that way, the Yerushalmi says the Bavli doesn't hold that way.
Because it holds the kavua?
Yeah, that's what the Magen Avraham says. Because if you look at the Magen Avraham and this halach in Shulchan Aruch, he says it's because it's called kavua kemechza mechza dami. But that's a whole discussion in the poskim. Is this really considered kavua or not? Okay. Anybody have any questions? I'm finished. Yeah. I'm not going to do the Aruch Chaim inside, but it's very fascinating Aruch Chaim. I recommend it. Anybody have any questions?
Can I ask a question about what you were doing before in Torah Taj?
Yes.
So I'm just wondering about the advisor's basic, his original premise, the idea that...
Yaakov, let me just say one other thing. And then if we don't have a chance for your question, I'll answer it another time, okay? Just remember something else I really wanted to say. There's a halacha on Motzei Shabbos that we add extra things onto davening. We say v'inoam, we say about the kodosh, and then we say v'yitin l'chol many places. Say, why do we do that? Anybody know?
To keep Shabbos longer.
So it's brought down already in Seder of Amram Gaon, one of the earliest Seder that we have from the Gaonim, that the reason is because there's a whole story that Rabbi Akiva is having this discussion with Tornus Rufus about Shabbos. And basically in the story, it's quite clear that even for Rishoyim, even for Goyim, they're not judged on Shabbos. Shabbos, whatever punishment they're receiving the rest of the week, they don't get on Shabbos. They rest on Shabbos. And therefore, in order to extend the time that the Rishoyim are able to rest, we add extra, actually it says in the Medrash that they wait until the Bnei Yisrael finish Sidrayim, which is interpreted to mean, I guess the Koran of Amram Gaon and many other Rishonim, when they finish davening. So, okay, that's an amazing. So, my question always was the following: how do you determine when Shabbos is for the Rishonim? Does it depend on what? Is there an absolute Shabbos? You hear the question?
Yeah.
In Shemayim, in Gehenim, where they're getting judged. So comes Shabbos, they stop judging them. When did Shabbos come? Where? What's time zone is Shabbos in? What time zone is Gehenim in?
That's a good question.
Maybe it goes back to the time zone that the person was from, maybe?
Oh, so that's a bizarre idea, but maybe that's, yeah. In other words, if you lived in New York, so then Shabbos, your Gehenim is...
Maybe that's bizarre. Something to do with the person who's saying Kaddish for the people who are grieving him.
Oh, you mean it has to do it has to do with where the people are?
Where he's buried.
Where he's buried.
If he's buried.
So, but you're saying is that basically when we say when you continue davening Maariv and the Rishonim don't get judged, okay? If you're buried in Eretz Yisrael, then when they finish davening Eretz Yisrael, then they start getting judged. Those Israelis that are in Gehenim, even though they're still keeping Shabbos in Europe and they're still keeping Shabbos in America, how does that work? Anyway, I don't know the answer.
How is there Bechira Chavshus? If God knows, it's the same question.
Please.
She knows before. There's no time dimension in Olam HaEmes.
Okay. So in other words,
Shabbos not Olam
HaEmes is Lamala Min Hazman, right? But it's not Lamala from when we finish davening.
Good question.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Rabosai, I just want
to. What was your suggestion, Rabbi?
Yaakov, what did you want to ask about the Radbaz?
I was asking that basically that the idea that he's suggesting would be that there's going to be an objective Sabbath. We don't say that. We say that every person has their own Sabbath. I'm just wondering.
Under special circumstances, not on. Right. You can't decide, you know what?
That's the idea that Asia has its Sabbath and China has its Sabbath and America has its Sabbath. Every place has their own Sabbath. I'm just thinking about it from the starting, meaning looking at it from a calendar perspective. Well, Saturday is Shabbos. Every place has their own Saturday.
Okay.
Looking at it from a perspective of, I mean, what was the starting point? The starting point was that Avraham Avinu kept Shabbos, and there was a starting point, whatever part of the world they were in, and then they moved. But at the end of the day, if you keep counting seven from that day, shouldn't you end up everybody having the same Shabbos?
No, Yaakov, no, not at all. You're getting into the problem of where the day begins. In other words, the international date line for halacha, where is that? That's a big problem. The Shabbos is different than every place. According to most poskim, Japan, maybe not most, some poskim, Japan on Saturday is not Shabbos. And maybe even Hawaii, Saturday is not Shabbos. So it's not clear. Is it actually an interesting shuv I came across? Ilan Ramon. So he asked the Shaila. Ilan Ramon, the Israeli astronaut who died in space. He asked the Shaila of the Chabad rabbi who was the Rav of NASA. He wants to keep Shabbos as much as possible when he's in orbit. How's he going to do that? So there's a tshuva that I can't have time to go into now because my alarm is ringing. It's time to go to Mincha. Gentlemen,
I have a question.
You have to ask me privately. Call me.
Mem Ayin Lamed. Mem Aleph Lamed mean.
Ma'ikalam Amar.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.